It is a Wednesday, and it's that time again as we say hello to Miss Sammy Quiggins. How are we doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you all out there?
Oh, I can't speak for everybody else, but I'm doing well there. Hard to believe how the time has flown this year. Basically, as we sit down and talk, I believe we're just over a week away from the start of fall. Man, how the year has flown.
Oh, how'd I get to be an old person? The days just fly by, and the ones behind me really flew.
When we get to that time of year, of course, talking about fall just around the corner, that means the temperatures will eventually drop as we're sitting here right now, a pleasant Wednesday out there, but temperatures are going to start drawing. People are going to start thinking about breaking out the chili pot to make some chili and some soup to get ready for the cooler weather.
Oh, people are already doing it. Thurman just been here, and she's been by Jonathan's, and he was making chili. She said it smelled pretty good. That's what really brought it all to mind to me. But I like chilies and soups. You know, I really, as I've gotten younger, I like, it's just nice to have a one dish, and you can have a soup, and some good bread, or if you want a salad with it. But I can make a meal out of any good soup. And I got a couple of recipes here. One of them is white chili, and I may be giving you all this one before, but just forgive me if I have.
Well, good time of year to bring it back.
So. Right it is. And I'll give you the easy way and the hard way, the hard way first. There was a restaurant in Louisville. It was the first place I ever saw it. Of course, that restaurant's long gone now. It was Timothy's. It's there on Broadway, and they advertised white chili. It was one of their specialties, and this is their recipe. They used a pound of Great Northern beans, 6 cups of chicken broth, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 2 medium onions chopped, 1 tablespoon of oil, 2 4-ounce can of chopped mild green chilies, 2 teaspoons ground cumin, 1.5 teaspoons of oregano, 1/2 teaspoon ground cloves, 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper, that's what gives it that little bite, and 4 cups of diced chicken breast, and then 3 cups of grated Monterey Jack cheese, some sour cream and salsa. Those you serve on top of them after you've made it. You combine your beans, broth, garlic, and 1/2 onion in a large pot and bring it to a boil. Reduce your heat and simmer until beans are soft, adding broth as necessary. In a skillet, saute the onions in oil until tender. Add chilies and seasonings, mix thoroughly. Add into the bean mixture. Add chicken and simmer 1 hour. Serve topped with ground jack cheese, salsa, and sour cream. Now that's the one that takes a while. But let me tell you, y'all know I'm always want to know the way.
So this is going to be the easy way coming up.
This is the easy way. For the 1 pound of Great Northern beans, you use a couple of cans of Great Northern beans. Or you can use navy beans if that's your, and you can, of course, use bought chicken broth and your chilies. And I have used, when I really was in a hurry, and they're much better now than they used to be, a can of chicken. You know, you buy, it used to not be good at all, but you can buy a pretty good canned chicken breast. Mm-hmm. And put that in there, and that's really a quick dish to stir up. You use these same spices and the accompaniments with it that you do the hard one. Mm-hmm. But I'm a believer.
In the easy.
In easy, if you can. And, you know, people at work and everybody is in a hurry a lot of times and wants something quick. And if you use so the canned beans and the canned chicken and the chicken broth, You can do that easily and stir that up and have a meal in no time.
And the best thing, I guess, also really about chilies and soups is you can make a big pot of both, and if you don't eat it all, hey, just put it in the fridge or however you want to do it. Save it and you can use it again. I know we can get a lot of mileage out of chili during the course of a winter. We can make a big pot. If nothing else, just save it and break it out for the next cold day out there.
Yeah, they are most soups, except for I don't like potatoes in a soup or big pieces when I make vegetable soup. But most soups freeze really well. Mm-hmm. And then all you got to do is put them out and heat them up a little, and they're just as good as they were. In fact, sometimes chili, when it sits in the refrigerator a couple of days, is better than it was on the first one.
Why is that?
I don't know. I guess it absorbs the spices and things into whatever you're making it with. Mm-hmm. But I have eaten chili that got better every day.
Speaking of soups, I think you got a recipe there for us.
I've got a Mexican chicken soup. And this is my recipe from one that I ate at a restaurant. I went home and they didn't give the recipe out, or I've never seen it. But I took two chicken breasts, two cans of chicken broth, a cup of fresh, frozen, or canned corn, a can of chopped green chilies, two cups of half and half, 3 tablespoons of cornstarch, and salt and pepper to taste. You cook your chicken breast in the chicken broth until tender. And a lot of people that I know that make soups and things like that now are getting a rotisserie chicken and using part of that in a soup. It doesn't take the whole one. And you cool your chicken and cut it in small pieces. And you return the chicken to the broth and add corn and green chilies. And you bring it to a simmer and add half and half. You dissolve your cornstarch in 1/2 cup of water and pour that into your simmering soup. And you stir it till it's as thick as you want it to get. And you add salt and pepper to taste. And I eat at a restaurant. Well, a friend and I were eating there and we thought it looked really good. So he said, well, let's split a bowl. Well, I mean, tell you, he had his eaten, and he was inching over to mine. We both liked it so well, and I got it there several times, and I thought, I believe I can tell what's in this and make it, and it really did taste like it, and it's really good.
That's some good stuff there. We probably are a little more recipe heavy today. If anybody heard some of this, and I'm sure they're probably intrigued by that, how's the best way they can touch base with you and get a copy of that and you can talk with them?
Well, yes, it's SammyQ@BBTail.com on email. But you can call me. I like talking to people because then I can explain what I mean. Or what I said wrong. And that is 270-668-4279. And I appreciate y'all listening to me.
All right, then, in case anyone missed this and would like to hear it again, we'll have it up on the podcast section at WXBC1043.com. Keep it for you a little later on today. So until next Wednesday at this same time, what do you always tell them, Miss Sammy?
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook.